It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, December 1st, 2010. I'm John Moe. Kinect is this new video game controller from Microsoft for the Xbox 360. And you don't hold anything or press any buttons. It has a built-in camera that sees you and translates your movements onto the screen. Microsoft now says it's sold over 2.5 million Kinects since launching 26 days ago. They expect to sell 5 million before Christmas. That's faster than the Nintendo Wii sold. That's faster than the iPad. And even if you never play video games, it could have a big impact on your world. Gary Keith Brubaker is a professor of software development and game studies at SMU Guildhall. He says don't assume Kinect is all about games.
Anytime you bring a new controller to a video game, the question is, how can we take current games, driving games, sports games, and make them play with this new controller? The more interesting question is, what can we do that has not been imagined or done before?
It's not just the gamers who are asking that. Heather Chaplin is a professor of journalism at the New School and author of a book about the gaming industry and its technology.
Traditionally, our most cutting-edge technology has grown out of applications that were developed for the military. But in the early 90s, there was this change where you start to see far more capital being spent in research and development in the private sector than you see being spent in the government on military research and development. So all of a sudden, you have these people in the military, which used to be the place that things were developed, looking to the entertainment industry to see what's coming next.
So how does a Kinect, how does this thing that you play soccer with your mom in the living room with get applied to the military?
Well, it's interesting. When you look at plans for the soldier of the future, it's already a bit of a melding between man and machine. The soldier of the future will be out on the field with a computer strapped to his back and a wrist device and an eyepiece over his eye to help him navigate, help him understand where other soldiers are, where he is on space. Essentially, what the Kinect does is it makes the interface between man and machine an even closer relationship than it already is with a controller. So if you imagine taking that even further, you have a soldier who can be using the additional equipment in an even more seamless manner.
So Kinect is for gamers and soldiers. It has some versatility. But as an idea, it's just getting started. In fact, says Gizmodo.com editor-at-large Joel Johnson, the machinery is still pretty primitive.
The funny thing about where that Kinect sits is that you essentially have a relatively low-tech package of sensors, but with a lot of really intelligent code and design and statistical modeling behind it, but attached to a relatively weak old console. I mean, you know, the 360 is great. It's my favorite console, but we're still talking about a five-year-old consumer computer.
Johnson says as Kinect improves and it gets a stronger computer running it, it could be everywhere.
There's something really useful about your computer always knowing where you're at in your home and what you're doing and what you're saying and how you're moving. And it opens up a whole bunch of things. Like if I walk into my kitchen and my house knows, oh, you're in the kitchen now. So like maybe I'll turn on the lights in here or I'll move the music in here. Or if you get a phone call, I'll make sure it routes into this room. It's basically like giving our computers and our machines eyes and ears in ways that they've never really had before. And there's just tons of things you can do with that.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. American Express offers reward points for card users. You can use them for shopping, movies, dining out. And now you can trade them for virtual livestock on the Facebook game Farmville. Thanks for charging so much on your Amex card. Here's a make-believe cow. And does Facebook ever feel kind of self-involved? Well, how about this? Jumo is a new social networking site for charities. You can follow news from different charities, contribute, shop around. It was started by Chris Hughes, who's one of the founders of Facebook. NASA holds a press conference tomorrow to announce, quote, an astrobiology finding that will impact the search for evidence of extraterrestrial life, unquote. That's kind of vague. We asked our Twitter team what the details of the announcement might be.
It is, in fact, pronounced NASA.
All astronauts actually possess the ability to fly. There's gravity in space for most people.
NASA confirms that when we gaze into the void of space, the void gazes back. Also, solar monkeys.
Made of cheese? We knew that. But Cheese Whiz? We totally did not see that coming.
That was Sarah Schwartz, Jeff Drake, Miranda Pennington, and Mario Panaghetti. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.